Krishna Book, Canto 18, The Rajasuya Sacrifice, Chapter 72, Scene 3. Yudhishthira's brothers conquer the four directions. When Lord Krishna thus encouraged King Yudhishthira, the king's face brightened like a blossoming flower out of transcendental happiness, and thus Yudhishthira ordered his younger brothers to conquer all the worldly kings in all directions. Lord Krishna empowered the Pandavas to execute his great mission of chastising the infidel miscreants of the world and giving protection to his faithful devotees. In his Vishnu form, Lord Krishna therefore carries four kinds of weapons in his hands. Krishna carries a lotus flower and a conch shell in two hands, and in the other two hands, Krishna carries a club and a disc. The club and disc are meant for the non-devotees, but because Lord Krishna is the Supreme Absolute, the resultant action of all of his weapons is one and the same. With the club and disc, Krishna chastises the miscreants so that they may come to their senses and know that they are not all in all. Over them there is the Supreme Lord. And by bugling with the conch shell and offering blessings with the lotus flower, Krishna always assures the devotees that no one can vanquish them, even in the greatest calamity. Being thus assured by the indication of Lord Krishna, Yudhishthira ordered his youngest brother, Sahadeva, accompanied by the soldiers of the Srinjai tribe, to conquer the southern countries. Similarly, Yudhishthira ordered Nakula, accompanied by the soldiers of the Matsya Desh, to conquer the kings of the western side. Yudhishthira sent Arjuna, accompanied by the soldiers of the Kekai Desh, to conquer the kings of the northern side, and Bhimasen, accompanied by the soldiers of Madra Desh, was ordered to conquer the kings on the eastern side. It may be noted that by dispatching his younger brothers to conquer in different directions, King Yudhishthira did not actually intend that they declare war with the kings. Actually, the brothers started for the different directions to inform the respective kings about Yudhishthira's intention to perform the Rajasuya sacrifice. The kings were thus informed that they were required to pay taxes for the execution of the sacrifice. This payment of taxes to Emperor Yudhishthira meant that the king accepted subjugation before Yudhishthira. In case of a king's refusal to act accordingly, there was certainly a fight. Thus, by their influence and strength, the brothers conquered all the kings in the different directions, and they were able to bring in sufficient taxes and presentations. These were all brought before King Yudhishthira by his brothers. Thus ends Chapter 72, Scene 3. Yudhishthira's brothers conquer the four directions. All glories to Krishna Book. All glories to Srila Prabhupada. Shri Gaurangabhu Nanu Varnana Vidhau Sraddha Samridhi Anvicho Papo Tapani Krinjanao Tanubritam Govinda Ganam Rittai Anandam Buddhi
Vardhanaika Nipanao Kaivalya Nistarakao Vande Rupa Sanatana Raghuyagao Sri Jiva Gopalako Vande Rupa Sanatana Raghuyagao Sri Jiva Gopalako.
I offer my respectful obeisances unto the six Goswamis of Vrindavan, who are very much enriched in understanding Lord Chaitanya, and who are thus expert in narrating Lord Chaitanya's transcendental qualities. The six Goswamis of Vrindavan can purify all conditioned souls from the reactions of their sinful activities by pouring upon them transcendental songs about Sri Govinda. And as such, they are very expert in increasing the limits of the ocean of transcendental bliss. And they are the saviors of the living entities from the devouring mouth of liberation.